So the first step in writing a book is to actually start with the idea. So what's your book going to be about? Now, the first advice I would offer an aspiring author is to make sure they choose an idea that they are passionate about. If you're going to write a novel, you're going to be thinking of it, working on it, dreaming of it, and talking about it for a long time. So you must choose a topic that really interests you. The topic must be fascinating to you, and you must be willing to invest months on it. You'll be happy to research the facts around it. You'll be happy to talk about it at home, at parties, and basically live and breathe this topic for a very long time, you know, ranging from days, weeks, to months and years. Now, I have had times when I thought I had a good idea, but by the time I started to write it, I realized it won't work. So I usually file away such ideas into a folder so that I can mine it later. Now, sometimes I've had an idea for a short story, and by the time I started working on it, I realized I had more and more material that it could be developed into a novel. Now, this happened to me when I started an online series that went on for 2 years. It started out as a short story that I wrote and published on my blog, but many people read it and commented on it and asked me for a part two to the story. So I decided to expand that short story, and it became a series called In My Dreams, It Was Simpler, that I created and co-wrote with 7 other writers. So I would never advise a new writer to start writing on a topic just because they think it will bring them fame and money, or, you know, choosing a topic just because it seems to be popular at the moment. If you choose a topic just because it's trending, it would only carry you so far, because if you are not entirely invested in your idea and committed to seeing it through, you'll probably get halfway through the writing process and you'll get bored or distracted or miserable or all three. Also, you shouldn't feel obligated to write a book on a topic because it's what other people expect of you. That won't help you either, because unless you're personally motivated enough to commit your time and energy to a story that you want to write, you're more likely to quit. Now, there are already enough obstacles in the writing process to overcome, so please don't add a boring topic to the mix. So, how can you come up with an idea that you can really get excited about? Now, for some aspiring authors, they may already have an idea that interests them. So if you already have an idea that interests you, that's fine. You can start expanding on that idea. But if you are looking for a good idea, you may need to think about it and brainstorm for a while. So spend time reading books that really interest you. Spend time listening to conversations or podcasts around topics that you really love. Spend time listening to the news on current topics that interest you. You can read autobiographies or biographies of people that you admire. And spend time thinking about topics that come to your mind. And let your mind wander and just keep your imagination fired up. Before long, you start getting lots of possible ideas. So your ideas could come from a spark of imagination, maybe from something you read or from a conversation you overheard, or maybe from a song, or even from a place you visited that inspired you and captured your imagination so much that you felt moved to write about it. Now, your initial spark of inspiration could also be a main character that you love or hate so much that you wanted to dig into their story. It could be a bit of history you discovered and you wanted to find out more. So however it comes to you, when you find the right idea, it should be something that makes your brain light up, you know, something that really fires you up, something that gets you excited, much more than any other previous ideas you've had. So, you know, for me personally, I've had ideas from many different sources. You know, as they say, inspiration can strike at any time. So always keep your ears and eyes open. Sometimes I get ideas through conversations I have with people. Sometimes it could be from music. So maybe a line from a song. Sometimes it could be from a TV program, or maybe from a short story or a novel I've read. Sometimes it could even be from looking at a piece of art and it could just inspire a story. And sometimes, I've gotten ideas from even dreams. You know, I just wake up and think, oh, that was an interesting dream. I should write about it. So yeah, you could get ideas from many different sources. Just make sure that you pick one that you're really, really interested in. Now, sometimes you may have more than one good idea and you need to decide which one you want to start your novel on. I would recommend you always choose the idea that you're more intrigued in over the other, you know. Go through all the possible scenarios with your idea and imagine building a story around it. So, does the story appeal to you? Can you see yourself working on this story, creating characters, forming a plot, you know, creating a whole world out of it? Now, if your answer is yes, then you have a great idea and you can start working on it. Now, start with as much enthusiasm as possible. Yeah, if you have a story that you're really keen and really interested in, that's what will keep you going. So it's this enthusiasm that will keep you going, keep you interested, keep you motivated to carry on writing until you've written the very last word in your manuscript. Because there are some times when you may have the occasional bout of self-doubt, or you may think you don't know where the story is going, but it's your passion for this, your initial idea, that will keep you going and will keep you motivated to complete the story. So that's it for this part, and I will see you in the next part. Thank you.